Did one, and we have a stop meditation, how to do it, which I will teach you tonight. Very effective. You can ask any of these people here. Then becomes our action. Our action's most attention and priority is to keep this in line and not be a nuisance to it. So in that, the actions have to not be too agitating, you know? And this way we have built ourselves, not that it wasn't there, we have built a new foundation to support the witness. To support the witness. Any question or sharing so far? Anybody wants to share?
Come on. Another question.
Yes.
When you said with their intention, how, when you said that to Mahmood,
mm-hmm.
you said the intention was what?
Yes, yes.
Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, yes. There is a sun. There is a paper. There is a magnifying glass. Okay? Your intention is magnifying glass. You put it in the right place, which is wrong place in some cases. It will burn your paper the way you don't want it. You want it to be burned rightly, you have to put your intention in the right place. So, this is the intention. You put your intention on the truth of who you are, it will explode within you. You put it in the falsehood of who you are, it will explode within you. Your consciousness becomes the color of your intentions. And that is the whole truth.
You were talking about watching TV, and it's an upsetting program. What do? You shut it off, or?
Okay, TV is for the beginners. You get to the point that you don't even want to watch something that's
right.
disturbing. But say you are not in a point of not watching. I'm not saying you, but anybody. Then do it until you see what a damaging stuff it does to you. Your dream becomes mixed up. Your sleeping becomes tension. So you have to nurse that because it's been all over the place. When you want to enlighten your back, something that is out of the place, you can't do it in one time. You have to keep it in line in order for it to stay for good. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, yes, I choose not to watch violence. When I go to a movie theater, I want to be entertained or something deep, something that keeps my attention in a more surreal stuff. But that does not mean it's correct for everybody. But to me, I am automatically drawn to the things that takes me the least of my attention as far as emotion goes. Okay. And so, yes. Did I answer your question in the midst of all of that?
After I had that thing, you got to understand when I was a kid, I was just an avid TV watcher.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but they all are in this country.
After that happened to me, I could care less about my favorite TV shows. Uh-huh. But slowly I've gotten
back into it.
I'm still not all the way like I was, but I noticed that I'm like more removed than I used to be, but I'm slowly going back to being the way I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's annoying me because I started paying attention that it upsets me.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. Instead of getting upset while you're watching TV, watch your insight. Just make sure that out of half an hour of the TV, 15 minutes of it, you are not watching it. You're watching inside. And then little by little, you say, huh, you know what? I can have it as background noise. And then even that begins to, there's nothing wrong with watching TV. I watch some reality show, but I've done my homework. You know, it doesn't matter what I watch and where I go, even though I'm very, I pay a lot of attention. But so, yes, just just don't bully yourself. Whatever you do, this is the path of middle. So introduce something beautiful while you're doing something that you don't approve of, and pretty soon the beauty will take over the other part.
What you're talking about happened to me without me, you know, functionally being part of it, because when we moved from the South, the Deep South, we lived in a town of 700, we had never seen violence. Mm-hmm. And so it was the first time we had ever seen people fight and stuff like that. And it shocked my sister so bad, she crawled into a bubble, and they were saying she was mentally retarded. Mm-hmm. I knew what her problem was. She was scared. Mm-hmm. But
yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
The way that it happened to me without me really being involved mm-hmm. in it is because my intentions, I could not let be miscued amongst violent people. So I noticed real early that people fighting were best friends the day before. So I said, okay, if you're not going to have a fight, then don't have any best friends. Mm-hmm. So see, whenever I would greet people, I would greet them with the cordiality that exists within me. And then I would stop right there. Mm-hmm. And then I'd follow it up by being within myself, but always being cordial to those people whenever I greeted them. Mm-hmm. And it worked really well.
Good.
However, when I got out mm-hmm. into the real world, when I thought I could get away from the violence, I thought I could be myself, but I learned that, you know, the real world is really more violent
yes.
than even I could see.
Yes.
So now I'm training myself once again to pursue what I know is right and what I see and what I think having validity, more validity than I could ever imagine, but that it does exist. And so I'm trying to once again create that aspect in my world.
Yes, I understand what you're saying very well, and I think it's wonderful, Wendell, to come from a violence background, as far as you were saying that you had to, when you were coming up, best friend did that, and to stay so balanced and know what you're doing. But do you understand what I'm saying tonight in return?
It is shocking. I've been studying this all day. When I really come here, you have this
yeah.
talk.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. As long as, any question do you have? Do you follow?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other Sherry Mahmood? Your hand almost went up and then came down. Any?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This concept of intention, I guess I've never heard it
mm-hmm.
in this class,
mm-hmm.
in this
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
area before. So
mm-hmm.
it's not necessary for you to repeat or describe it again today, but sometime in the future I'd like.
Mm-hmm. I will give you an example right here because we're here and we're doing it. One time we had, do you remember that every time I come up with a different type of method, I always tell you that say, am I a man or woman,
mm.
and then concentrate immediately after that to what goes on. What is it? What is it communicating to you?
Mm.
When I said, since God is omnipresent, concentrate. And then in the answer, then who can I be? Concentrate. It's a concentration that breaks through.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sword. Without that concentration, is absolutely nothing but the mental. That is the difference between what is happening. Anytime you have self-inquiry and you really purse without the eyes, you purse, something in you purse, right through it, and you zoom to see, dissecting it, you're concentrating. The point of concentration is the sharpest point for breaking through, either to Maya, getting more involved in the depth of Maya, or a depth of liberation, is the concentration. And those people that have extreme amount of concentration on one pointed into their own state of being, they abide in the self.
They what?
They live in the self.
I think we've heard the intention before, that the
mm-hmm.
intention
okay.
that shines through, and it's simply we said it by walking the walk.
Yeah.
you stay true to what you know and who
you
are.
Yeah, but intention...
Walk, the intention is out in front of you. It's perceived first.
Yeah. Yeah, this is absolutely what he is saying is absolutely true, but intention is still is subtler than that. Intention is not even... We're going to bring it about tonight sometimes before we go, what I'm trying to say. But yes. Any other question about the enlightenment of the...
Can you speak to action?
Yes. So whatever is temporary, only use it to have accomplish something you need to accomplish. And then don't give it any more value than this task in front of you.
The thoughts.
Any thoughts that are not accomplishing something in your daytime, like the thought comes that I should go and cook for Richard. Very welcome thought, I go cook for Richard. Now, when the cooking is accomplished or I have gotten to go to the kitchen, I don't need to read any more thoughts about that. Okay? So this, anything that is temporary is not worth any of your things, any of your attention.
Even before you complete the task?
No, just use it as you want. You know, as your, and then after that, you know when it's not necessary.
Okay.
You know, like you want to go to a party. Okay, the thought comes, oh, tonight I have to go to the party. You don't need to listen to 2,000 more thoughts that what I should wear, where I should, oh, I'm going to the party again, you know. You just don't read any more than that. Okay, this is your erasing. You're really erasing all sorts of crap from your mind. You're erasing. Repeated thoughts is being erased. So you stop, you don't read it. But at the same time that you didn't read, you don't talk it either. You don't talk it, okay? And then your action cannot go against what you have done this.
Okay.
And you know, each person is different. You know what action creates agitation.
Right.
And so we stay away until this. And then after we have realized ourselves, then little by little, if we're supposed to, we go into the society and we can do anything, even the things that are not correct or moral for other people. It all depends, because the bad and good is sort of, is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do is the prompting of the divine.
Is intention different from vigilance, or do you need to be vigilant with your intention?
That's it. You took it out of my mouth. You have to be vigilant with your intention. Relevant, Wendell. Very relevant. Go.
Well, you speak of duality like it's supposed to be there, okay? From my perspective of how to make the thoughts become one, okay? You create singularity in every aspect of life, okay? With all those people that would address me with violence, when I address them, I create the condition that I want to exist. Say, for example, a parking situation. A guy was parked in my spot while I was driving the cab. You know, he wanted me to come up and argue with him or something. And instead, I asked him, "Is this your first time coming here?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, don't you know the taxi's parked there?"
Mm-hmm.
And again, he said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay, well, I guess I'm to assume that you're assaulting me."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Well, I'm going to move in a minute." And I said, "Okay, no problem."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You want me to move now?" And I said, "No, that's fine."
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the condition that I wanted to exist.
Well, that is the condition of nonviolence, Wendell, but we're not talking about that. Your condition is you decided in your life to be nonviolence, which is...